590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th. And joining us in the studio this morning, Andy Waddell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
A little snowy drive on the way here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Maybe heavy spring.
Heavy spring. Might need to throw the snow over the garden fence,
you know. Boy. Can you believe that? Well, hey, last week was fun, and I appreciate you inviting us out there to meet Pete Allen Smith. That was just a fun time. Hopefully, those folks who attended got a lot of great knowledge from him.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate everybody coming out and attending, and those that didn't attend, just to listen on the radio. And we're back in the studio this morning.
That we are.
So we can take callers later on. And so, I think he was a nice guest. So we'll do more of those this summer.
Oh, fantastic. And you got another one coming up, but we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah. Now, it'd be hard to get dirt in your fingernails, but maybe I get a little snow dirt combination in my fingernails this morning. We could encourage everybody as they're staring out their window this morning. So good morning, everybody. And I appreciate you joining us on Over the Garden Fence on 590 Radio this morning. And as an optimist, I am trying to look through the silver lining through these cloudy mornings of, I'll call it, Tim, chunky white rain.
Oh, yeah, that works for me.
Well, at least, you know what? Earlier in the week, it didn't stick the last time, so there's a plus. And the other silver lining includes that the snow pile is about half the size they were the week before, even though we've got a long ways to go. You know, and as that snow pile start to go down, oh boy, is that lawn a mess. Some people, Tim, are calling them dog bombs, but the leftover evidence from the dog in the yard all year, the mole hills, the kids' garbage, all the leftovers that they've left out all winter long, and the snow mold looks like I've got a lot of work to do in the yard. And that's not to even mention all the damage along the driveway from the plow. Really, right now for everybody, solution is let's do a cleanup. Let's do a rake up, and that raking up will actually fluff up and actually create a little seed bed. Let's do an overseed in the areas that were packed with snow for heavy amounts of time. Just do a little overseeding at 1.5 or 2 pounds per thousand square foot. Maybe do a nice light sunny blend, city mix, supreme blend, something that has some rye in it that'll catch. Maybe get some of those roots established, put maybe a application of lawn fungus control on, and then do a half rate application of lawn fertilizer with a little iron. Concept is to get spring going on that lawn before you do your first application of crabgrass control in the next month and a half. Now, questions on the lawn? New for 2014, we kicked it off last fall, will be our lawn doctor. Now, you've all experienced and come in and done diagnosis with our lawn doctor for years. It's a team of qualified Waddell's employees that work very hard on diagnosis. But if you have questions on that lawn and just can't figure it out, we will come to your lawn. Need advice on the site? Please call Mark, Don, or Brian at the store to set up consultations. 345-1195. Pruning chores are going to need to start soon. If fruit trees were damaged last summer by the overload of fruit, like mine were, like our families were, prune, clean up, get rid of any splits or breaks. I had mentioned to you folks last year, the peach tree was so overloaded, and that was after taking off many hundreds of peaches, pulling them off so the weight wouldn't be there. It still overloaded itself from the drought of 2012. I had to hold up the branches with 2x10s, and a lot of those branches ended up crushing and breaking. So cleaning all those out, getting all the water sprouts out, the sprouts or the shoots that go straight up through the tree that don't provide much benefit or very little fruiting. Clean out any suckers or water sprouts at the base of the tree. A lot of times our apple trees and the crab apples on the ornamental side will definitely sucker sprout or water sprout down at the bottom. Now, for years, we have had no solution for this other than to prune them out. But we have something called sucker punch, and it works great at stopping growth after a prune. This could be a prune up into the tree into a water sprout, and we checked on that, so it can be applied in the tree itself. It could be applied down at the base, and a lot of times you guys can all think how that crab apple tends to grow. Water sprouts tend to shoot out. You prune them off, and as they get older, the sprouts get so big that you can't even remove them anymore. Sucker punch, going to be a good benefit to us in the garden. To prune, we have actually the best selections of pruners, loppers, and pole saws in southwest Michigan. We actually have a pole saw right now that has a new feature that my friend and co-worker Jason Buller from our nursery sales showed in a pruning class, that the crown or the head of the pole pruner will swivel 180 degrees, making it awesome to get up in a 90-degree angle to make a nice, clean, straight cut, for an example, up in the top of a leader of a tree. We have loppers of many kinds with short handles and long handles, hand saws, bow saws, pruners and shears of every kind. Plus, we have a pruning sharpening service. So bring the pruners, the old ones, by and ask Don or Mark, and Don could give us a quote on it. Drop them off. We'll get them back to you as soon as we can. Plus, we actually have Felco pruners that when you give up on the junk ones, Felco is the way to go. My uncle had used those for years at our farm, and he has passed away for many years. I was at the farm looking at some of the stock that they were pruning up and cleaning the other day, and there are those Felco pruners still being used 20 and 30 years later. If pruning oaks, just make sure, everybody, that it is not dormancy. And, yes, I feel that the oaks have not popped, but very soon they will be. Soon as those oaks pop and they start cracking, please stop. Don't prevent oak wilt and oak decline from pruning when the plant is growing. Pruning sealer should be used just like a Band-Aid. It keeps out the bugs and the disease. And I know there's pros and cons to people talking about not using that, but just imagine all the new bugs and disease we are constantly getting, especially on oaks, ornamentals, fruit trees, and shade trees. Go ahead and use either tree wound dressing or the spray after you do a cut, anything bigger than your thumb. Fruit trees are going to need a dormant oil spray very soon. Everybody that's been in Michigan weather knows how fast we warm up around here. So we just have a small window of time to do a whole bunch of good. Have you had a problem in the orchard with apple scab or peach leaf curl? Apply a fungicide of copper, sulfur, or mancozeb, one of those, as soon after bud break at the bud swell, and additional sprays every 10 to 14 days. Small amounts of work will have huge benefits and rewards, namely clean fruit. Now, pruning also on shade trees and ornamentals, there is a lot of pruning that needs to be done on evergreens. The evergreens have got burned, and whether it be from salt, from wind, from the wind burn. Myself is on those folks, other than if you see broken branches, just wait. I have cedars and cypress both at home that have burned and are brown, and I'm just going to leave them in the ground. We have azaleas at the house around the patio, and they're totally brown, almost have a black cast, totally alive. So just be patient. A lot of these plants have taken a beating, and once they get established, we get some warm weather, the old growth will push off, the black or the brown foliage will drop, new buds will encourage, and yes, probably some of the top has been lost, but be patient and let some of that plant get the warm days under it. Shrubs, the same thing. We have had shrubs just basically smashed to the ground from our snow. You get snow around the shrubs at the beginning of the, or around the front of the house, at the front sidewalk. You start moving snow, 1 to 2 feet, it's no big deal. You start getting 4 and 6 feet, you actually almost forget about that shrub after you get a foot or a half, 2 foot of snow up on top of it. So, again, clean out broken branches, try to clean those up. Any brown on the tips, you could go ahead and remove, but I wouldn't dig into the plant very much until we get some warm weather. Now, people that are serious about a good home orchard, I would suggest stopping into Waddell's and picking up pollination charts, spray schedules, Whether you decide on going organic or not, we can help. Just make one example, and we can go to a break in a second, Tim, but one client wanted to grow blueberries.
Okay.
Okay. So she picked up some blueberries, she told me, just from somewhere, you know, like a Big Lots or something, and was able to get them in the ground and grew them on for a number of years. And the nice, big blueberries grown very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
No fruit. Couldn't figure out why. Over and over, we tried to put encouragement of fertilizer and the right items to get the blueberry to grow. Again, no fruit. But what nobody told her, she had bought all the same kind. There's no pollination occurring on blueberries. You need opposites.
Oh.
So you need two or more different, not same, varieties for that bee to pollinate. Same with apple. So a lot of times, just getting the right information, you'll have a green thumb. A lot of times you get the wrong info, and that brown thumber comes along. So when we come back, let's go over some spraying and some of the items we have to encourage our spring weather.
All right, that we shall. And, of course, if you have a comment or question for Andy this morning, we have the phone lines open for you. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
Kalamazoo News as you need it at WKZO.com. Check back often so you don't miss a thing.
Want the greenest lawn in town? Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is featuring their all-season Fertilome phosphorus-free lawn program, which contains everything your lawn needs in four easy steps. The first step, applied in April, feeds lawns and makes grass darker, green, and thicker without the burst of fast growth. It also prevents and controls crabgrass and many broadleaf weeds. The second step feeds your lawn and contains the best weed killer available in an easy-to-apply granular formula. The third application keeps lawns deep green with an extra dose of iron, as well as the needed trace elements to keep grass plants healthy. The last application of winterizer is recommended for fall use to build strong, deep roots. You get the whole top-quality Fertilome all-season lawn program at a much more economical price than a lawn service. That's more results for less expense. Try it out. Weddell's is so sure you'll love it that they offer a 100% unconditional guarantee. Have questions about your lawn? Bring in your sod sample for a pH test and free soil analysis by the lawn experts at Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, of course, I'm gardening expert Andy Weddell, and you can be a part of the program as well if you have a gardening comment or question. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
Thank you, everybody, and thanks for encouraging spring to come, even though we see a little white outside there this morning, but it's coming around the corner, and I think I heard about 55, 60 coming up temperature-wise early in the first part of the week. So we were talking earlier about just pollination and how somebody had gotten blueberries and produced a nice big crop of plants but never had the right type of information, thus getting the, just the same varieties and never picking different varieties for pollination. A little more info. That homeowner would have gotten off to years of success. So, for encouraging, when you're working in the home orchard, working in the blueberries, we have got a sprayer that is a battery-charged sprayer that keeps the pressure up in the tank so no more pumping. So, if you're working in the orchard and you're up on a ladder and you're trying to spray a fruit tree, it is really nice to have a sprayer that actually keep the charge will actually keep the pressure up. The charge ran for my mom all day long, I was told, by George last year, spraying weeds. It was really nice because very easy. Each time you didn't have to drop it down, pump it up, and then continue on, it was able to hold that pressure. So why don't you stop down today, try it out. We can show you. It's kind of a nice new addition as long as our sprayers, if you're working out in the garden. Now, all of you know by now, I've been working pretty hard to get our vegetable garden at home to tame the very established weeds. And I've tried repeatedly to kill, plow, let reseed, kill, plow, reseed, and repeat, and still not much luck on killing those very established weeds. So last year, I think I told you, I decided to make some raised beds for the wife to be able to actually enjoy the garden a little bit more. So we put in 2 6x6 by 12 inch deep and 2 4 foot by 18 foot 12 inch deep raised beds. Build them out of yellow treated wood, not womanized wood, so it's safe for the veggies and still would last for years. And before I filled them with soil, I turned the ground over to make the ground loose so those roots would go right through. And I filled it with compost, old straw, coco mulch, and leaves, then decomposed leaves. Then I put a foot of Waddell's Garden Blend soil on top of that and mixed the beds in and turned them over and filled up the beds to about 1 inch from the top. Then when we planted, we used Espoma Plant Tone and mycorrhiza or mites in the row on all our vegetables. And we did the same with the potatoes, but with the potatoes we added calcium nitrate because it's actually a deficiency in our soil that potatoes really enjoy and other root crops. And boy, did we get the results. Daniel could walk the rows most of the summer and harvest easier with the weeds little more under control. And the plants did way better with the Waddell's Garden Blend. And because we had the raised areas, we were able to put weed barrier down in between the raised beds and walk down the rows and actually be able to harvest. So we could take a caller, Tim.
That we can. It's Jerry calling in from the Plainwell area. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got rabbit damage. You know, the snow got them up on my trees. They've chewed the bark off some of my younger cherry trees, and I mean, off of the trunk, as well as the branches that are coming down and off of one of my apple trees. What do I do about that where the bark's all gone?
Yep. Jerry, what I do is I take a real close look, and I'm not trying to give you bad news, but if the rabbit ate 100% all the way around the tree trunk, chances are that tree's a goner. If he left or she left any chunk of the skin left or of the bark, so they chewed 95% and 5% left, chances are it might come back. But if they did 100% girdling around the tree, what'll happen, Jerry, is the plant will leaf out, and you can try it. The plant will leaf out because the energy's up in the plant. It's already stored up there. But as soon as the heat comes on and the spring moisture starts to be needed, there's no energy for that plant to go. The cambium layer, the phloem, can't go up and down the plant. So there's no way that that plant's going to stay alive. If you have any skin left or any trunk left out of that girdling, I'd get some wound dressing or a wound compound, apply it with a putty knife, and try to fill in that cavity. Next year, Jerry, I would either do one of two things. We have repellents, but we also have repellent pills. And so you can put the pills down in the base of the plant in the fall, in the soil, water it in, give it time. Don't put it on the day before it snows, but give it time to work up into the soil, and that plant will actually become poisonous to mice, shrews, vole, rabbit, deer, anything that's going to nibble on it, and it will still be okay for us to harvest the fruit.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Jerry, you're not alone. You're not alone. I got it terribly in our yard on our Sergeant Crab at the store. The snow lines, Jerry, just got too high. So do you think there's any left of that tree?
Very, very little at all.
Yeah.
There might be a sliver here and there, and that's about it.
Yeah. So you might, Jerry, cut it below the wound, and I know you're not going to leave hardly anything of the plant left, but maybe some of that buds out at the base, just trying to encourage what you do have left.
And the branches that were down low and they got at over the winter?
Yeah. The branches, if they are not girdled and they're just snipped off, they'll probably come back. But if they've also girdled those, chances are the branches are shot too.
So I could probably, after they flower or bud or whatever in the fall, I could probably just cut those back.
Cut those back, or even right after it flowers in late May, early June.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks again.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jerry.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Jerry. More of your calls coming up in just a moment. Like, we'll hear from Melinda, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
Attention Kalamazoo, here's your chance to discover the magic of miniature gardening as Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center welcomes Arlena Schott, the host of the hit TV show Garden Wise Living, for her magical miniature garden workshop next Saturday, April 5th.
The magic of spring is all around us. Come and discover the magic of miniature gardens at Waddell's with me, Arlena Schott, I am the host of the TV series Garden Wise Living, and on April 5th, I will start out sharing with you and creating some of my most favorite miniature gardens. Then after that, we go into a workshop where I myself will be there to help, as well as all the wonderful people there at Waddell's. So come join us on April 5th at Waddell's and discover the magic of miniature gardening. For more information, contact Waddell's.com.
Spend the day with Arlena Schott at Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, Saturday, April 5th. Learn more at Waddell's.com or call 345-1195.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. In the studio, Andy Waddell. You can be a part of the program as well if you have a comment or question. 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. Let's head over to Lawrence and say good morning to Linda.
Hey, Linda, how are you today?
Oh, overwhelmed.
Linda, you have rabbits?
Oh, yeah. Similar to the last person, but the rabbits, well, of course, the snow is so high. My burning bushes, 11-year-old burning bushes, are probably worth a couple hundred dollars. They ate everything off the bark except for the top, probably 12 inches of the bush.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And am I going to have to dig those bushes out and replant?
Well, again, Linda, burning bush is something they absolutely love. You left them a little buffet for the winter. So,
yep.
And it is hard. Some winters.
That's the first year they've ever, of course, we had a rough winter. But.
That's right. That's what I was just going to say. Some winters, they don't even bother that, do they?
No, I haven't had 10 years. Nothing's happened.
And then you get some winters where it's kind of like us. If there is steak and hot dogs and hamburgers, I'll probably eat that over the leather. But after everything's gone, I'm going to eat the leather. Well, same with that burning bush. They're going to survive. We've seen deer with their heads probably 18 inches to 2 feet below the snow line, just stuck in their head right down into the snow, pulling the juniper branches out.
Well, that was my next question.
Yeah.
I have a 15-foot tall, upright juniper in the corner of the house. It looks like a topiary bush now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but it does have baby leaves all along from where they ate.
Good. So myself is, in a way, think of up in the UP. Most of those plants all live. The winter, the rabbits and the deer strip them all winter long. And, yes, the base of that plant, you can drive through there and see most of those forests are all leveled at the bottom. But up above is a lot of that foliage still alive. Go ahead and leave that plant. Let's see what happens in the next month or so. Get a little food on it, and Linda, if you can, maybe even do a little something with a little iron to encourage some spring growth, like some holly tone, possibly. Then
you're talking about for the juniper?
For the juniper, I might do a quick, you're going to laugh, but once the heat hits, maybe do a real quick watering and then do a pruning. Because what you're going to try to do is encourage understory wood to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Your little leaflets, the ones that you said they left. And so if we can encourage that with the burning bush, same way. You might have to prune that thing way back or almost nothing. But if you did a hard water and see what happens in the spring, maybe out of that 11-year-old trunk, you might see a 1-foot burning bush come out of it later this summer or next fall.
It's funny because I have a line of burning bushes and a couple of lilacs. They didn't bother at all. They didn't like lilacs, apparently.
And some plants, they just walk right by. They don't like hung collar fir. They love hemlock. They don't bother spruce. They ruin arborvitae. It's just there's certain plants that they won't necessarily bother as much.
It was my Wigalia bush, but that not too much.
Yeah. So, again, if you find that burning bush is completely girdled, that's at that point where probably it will leaf out, Linda, but probably won't stay leafed out. It will probably drop once the heat gets on.
I know they're a pretty hardy bush, so I was wondering maybe if there's a chance.
Yep. Go down and take a look sometime. See if there is completely girdled all the way around. And chances are it is. They probably didn't stop till it was done. But maybe there's a point where a little chunk of that is left. And even a small encouragement, I had some ornamental pear, Linda, a few years back, just completely stripped. They left a little branch, just a little sliver, Linda, of the bark.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive. 5 years later, it grew back.
The good thing is, I know they're supposed to be in full sun, but until August, these burning bushes are probably 2/3 shade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe that will help a little bit.
It will. Probably won't dry out as fast. But, again, I might do an encouragement on that pruning soon.
Okay,
on it.
Okay, I'll feed them and do all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good luck on that, Linda.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for the call, Linda. We'll check headlines with John McNeil from the WKZO Newsroom, get you up to date on that AccuWeather forecast. More of your calls coming up for Andy Waddell. Today's edition of Over the Garden Fence at 590 WKZO.
From the WKZO.com Newsroom, news now.
The Wolverines and the Spartans have both advanced to the Elite Eight after nail-biting victories Friday night.
Three-quarter court heave is no good, and Michigan survives into the Elite
Spartans tip off against UConn at 2:20 Sunday on WKZO 590. The Wolverines take on Kentucky at 5 p.m. Sunday on AM 1660 The Fan. Michigan's March Madness continues. The state of Michigan may not recognize the validity of the 323 gay marriages that were performed a week ago today, but the U.S. government will. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced that they'll be eligible for all the tax benefits, Social Security, Medicaid, and other programs that they offer. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has signed legislation that will remove a particular word from the state's laws.
We call it the R-word package. It's the word retardation.
That's Matt Laurie of Constantine, who sponsored some of the House bills. For WKZO News, I'm John McNeil.
The lawn experts at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center recommend putting on Repellix now to take care of problems with moles, voles, gophers, or other burrowing animals. This week, get the 32-ounce concentrate in an easy-to-use hose-end sprayer that covers 8,000 square feet on sale for $16.99. Save over $6. Or get the granular Repellix that you put on with your lawn spreader that covers 7,000 square feet on sale for $15.99. Save over $5. One application of Repellix now and one in the autumn will prevent most mole damage for the whole year. If you've had problems with unwanted critters eating your valuable landscape plants, the experts at Waddell's recommend spraying Repellix Rabbit and Deer Repellent. Repellix is the 100% natural solution that keeps your plants safe and protects those tasty new shoots from rabbits, deer, and other pests. Repellix comes in many convenient sizes and varieties at Waddell's. Stop in to talk to the experts to help you pick out the Repellix products you need to help you enjoy your landscape plants to the fullest. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Cloudy, brisk, and chilly today with a snow shower this morning and a bit of sunshine later today, high 42. Cold and partly cloudy tonight, down to 19. Tomorrow, a sunny and milder day with a high of 54 degrees. And for your Monday, breezy and even warmer as clouds increase, high 63. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dan DePodwin.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
The hard winter has left most lawns in our area suffering from snowplow, mole, and road salt damage. The lawn experts at Waddell's want you to know that now's a great time to repair these spots. And now's also when you'll get great prices on Waddell's exclusive grass seed blends. This week, Waddell's disease-resistant Supreme Sunny Lawn Seed is just $3.80 a pound. And City Mix grass seed for high traffic areas is just $3.06 a pound. Have a shady spot? Get Waddell's Deluxe Shady. It's just $3.94 a pound. Waddell's grass seed is sold in bulk so you can get just the right amount you need. All quantities are on sale, including 5, 25, 50, and 100-pound sizes. Before putting in your grass seed or sod, be sure to bring in a 6x6-inch sod sample to Waddell's for free soil analysis and lawn improvement program. Be sure to put on starter fertilizer when planting your grass seed for better germination and deeper rooting. Max Lawn Starter Fertilizer is just $12.99 for the 5,000-square-foot bag. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, helping to green Southwest Michigan for 68 years, is on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, your gardening expert, Andy Waddell. We still have time for a question or two or three from you. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
You bet. Thank you, everybody. And, yeah, we did all have visitors this winter, and those little pesky varmints did take a lot of damage around the yard. Jerry had called from Plainwell a few minutes ago. I'm just going to comment a few things. Now, yes, this is after the fact, but next winter, and a lot of times, everybody, just like Linda said on her burning bush, it's been 11 years old and never touched it. But the Repellix tablets, again, are a great remedy that this could be applied to the base of the plant. The timing, and I have to read just to make sure. But I know the tablets will then allow that plant to drink that up and still be okay for us and have a repellent taste so the rabbits and deer don't like it. Number two, you could put tree wrap around that trunk of that tree on Thanksgiving weekend and take it off on Mother's Day weekend to avoid any critters from nibbling. You could put 1 inch or less whole chicken wire in a column around the trunk, say 4 inches column around that. And I've seen that used a lot of times, and that'll help. This winter, the animals were desperate. You know, we had a lot of our nursery stock at our store. We bring all together. We heal it in one spot with cedar mulch, and then we fence the whole thing. Well, after the fence got covered with 5 to 6 foot drifts, a lot of those animals could just walk right up and over the fence. So I do understand about the damage. So any questions on that damage before you pull an item? Take a couple pictures with your phone and come on in. We can help you out. See if it's time to save it or time to yank it. So earlier we were talking about our spring project, and I'll tell you, it's going to be happening real soon when spring breaks, is getting that garden in. And we're talking about raised beds. Now, this week we worked in our store, Don and Mark, getting out on the floor some of our raised beds. A couple of them include one style of recycled concrete wood composite sides. They come in a 4x4 by 30 inches tall or 4x8 by 30 inches tall. Now, the wood composite sides or the walls allow the moisture to escape if it gets too wet. It is rated for 20 plus years for the sides, so it's kind of a cool new concept. On the floor also this week, we brought out a raised planter bed. It is cedar. It's kind of a round post. It looks like actually a little bed frame. It's cute. It almost mimics like a nice little cedar log home or cabin. It's beautiful. 4x4, about 24 to 30 inches off the ground. Very cute. Nice little finished look with smooth sides to it. Very easy to work with. Very attractive, maybe even on the patio or the deck. We also have cedar floor-mounted raised gardens that are nice little kits. So a lot of those, again, encouraging, come on in too. Our seed selection probably has never been greater. This past couple years, we've gotten more and more and more varieties that are coming in and new companies. We have Seed Savers, which is a vaulted system, which a lot of the seeds were saved for many generations and are brought back out, and a lot of the heirloom varieties that we're starting to carry. So very fun to, even on the snowy days, to come in and plan out your garden. Bring in your journal. Maybe there are some ideas that you could mark down and have all the different items to get the spring going. We also have from Sears, Michigan. We have a product called Dairy Dew, Tim.
Okay.
And it is not, it is a company that has worked hard. It's not just composted cow manure. The Dairy Dew company makes a number of products, and including our Dairy Dew compost that we're selling, but they're also selling a seed starting soil. So very good for kicking in the seed starting season. We have that in stock right now. Come on down and take a look at that. Now, let's change subjects for a little few seconds, too. So talk about the inside, getting on gardening and stuff. So when we come back, maybe let's talk about landscaping for a second.
Well, actually, we're at the end of the program. The time has come and gone so
quickly. I'm sorry, everybody.
So you'll have to hold on to that topic for next week. A little extra encouragement for folks to tune in.
You bet, everybody. Well, have a good week. Sorry, it went really fast.
We blame it on the clock. That still hasn't changed from our time change.
Okay.
We'll blame it on that.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Right. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much, Andy. And, of course, we'll be back again next Saturday morning, same time in the 9 o'clock hour, right after the news for Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. We're looking at snow showers yet this morning, maybe a few peaks at the sun a little bit later on today. Temperature topping out at 42, falling back down to a low of 19. 32 right now in Kalamazoo. Ron Weiser, financial planner now on 590 WKZO.